Well, men, the goal in this broadcast is that you and I, as fully devoted followers of Christ, would be engaged in intergenerational ministry that would last our lifetime. This is Dave Beggary with Brian Doyle. Brian is National Director of the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conferences, where we bring in world-class men's leaders to these conferences like our special guest. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, our special guest is Chuck Stecker, who was with us yesterday. Chuck is founder and president of A Chosen Generation. He's also a husband, he's a son, he's a brother, he's a father, he's a grandfather, if you get where I'm going. He's all over the place like most of us are. We have relationships with people of all different types and sorts. Our extended family is vast. We often don't take nearly the advantage of it that we should. And this includes the family of our local church and the body of Christ. So Chuck, thanks again for joining us here on Man to Man Express.
Absolute privilege and pleasure, my man.
Yeah, yesterday we closed our time. You're talking about passing the baton and that there is no baton. I found that to be a fascinating statement, that often when we think of intergenerational ministry, one ministry handing off a baton to another, would you help us understand your statement, there is no baton?
Certainly. This came a couple of years ago, Brian. I think we were together, and basically we have confused the baton of engagement with the mantle of leadership. And for the generation of the baby boomers, they were really told, pass the baton. And when you pass a baton, using that term, which we draw it from the relay race, you are required to quit running, step off the track, and get out of the race. You're done. And so we now have two generations of seniors that have done that because we told them to pass the baton. They've, in fact, done that. And the difference is the mantle of leadership, we're required biblically to raise up a generation and trust them with leadership. But no place until God calls us home are we to get out of their lives and disengage from being a part of their lives.
But this is the whole idea of lifetime mentoring. You don't just train someone, you give them the notebook and say, yeah, here's my phone number if you really, really get stuck. I mean, it's relational, it's mentoring. Is that where we're going here?
Oh, absolutely. And even the term mentoring, sometimes we try to put that in a box or we try to put that in a program, and we're really talking about people deciding to do life together.
You know, Chuck, I have encountered this occasionally with older men. I mean, guys who seem like they've been there, they've done that, and they've raised their family well. But when they think about their investment into other men and how to do that, and they don't quite know what you would do and how to get that done.
The issue there is we have not created safe and secure environments, particularly for men. Women do this much better, but even then they're struggling with it. But particularly in the church, we haven't created a safe environment for men of all ages to be together and find out the commonality on this thing.
You know, I agree that the idea of doing life and life together is, I think that's usually seen as something you do with someone your own age. I rarely hear and I rarely see relationships where men or women, frankly, are doing life together, and yet they're in different seasons of life. What can we do to encourage people to do life together who are in different seasons of life?
Well, there's a couple of things. Just a few weeks ago at our own church, we had a celebration for our seniors primarily, but for the church of our seniors, called There Is No Baton. We actually gave the seniors batons. But the next step was our pastor asked all of the ones 55 and over to stand in front of the platform, invited everyone 30 and under to come forward and just receive a blessing from these seniors. And we've seen just from that start some relationships. And one of the things that happened was a young couple that came to my wife and I and afterwards told us that the best small group they had ever been in, and they're in their 20s, so I was thinking, how many have they been in? But they said, you know, in the churches and so forth, was not one of their peers. It was when they were first married. It was an intergenerational group that consisted of couples that were in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And they said that was the most healthy and encouraging time they had ever spent in a small group.
Well, Chuck Stecker's been our special guest again. We love talking to him because he brings us down a road of making sure that the body of Christ is really functioning the way God intended. And we're going to continue to have this conversation on Wednesday. In the meantime, you can visit us online, find out more about some of Chuck's great resources at ironsharpensiron.net. Chuck has put together a great book called Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. Chuck, thank you. We'll see you back here on Wednesday.
Thank you.